For ID the Future, this is Evolution News and Views. Though endangered on campuses, academic freedom couldn't be more all-American. That includes the freedom of teachers, students, and scientists to speak out, debate, and weigh diverse, even critical scientific ideas about evolution. While demonized by the media, independence of thought on the ultimate question of biological origins finds support across the broadest spectrum of age, sex, political, and religious perspectives. Indeed, a new nationwide survey reveals that fully 93% of American adults agree that, quote, teachers and students should have the academic freedom to objectively discuss both the scientific strengths and weaknesses of the theory of evolution, close quote. What's more, 88% agree that, quote, scientists who raise scientific criticisms of evolution should have the freedom to make their arguments without being subjected to censorship or discrimination, close quote. To download the full report, go to evolutionnews.org and search for the phrase full report. Americans overwhelmingly agree that dissenting views in science are healthy. Highlights of the survey include 84% believe that, quote, attempts to censor or punish scientists for holding dissenting views on issues such as evolution or climate change are not appropriate in a free society, close quote. 94% believe, quote, it is important for policymakers and the public to hear from scientists with differing views, close quote. 87% think that, quote, people can disagree about what science says on a particular topic without being anti-science, close quote. 86% think that, quote, disagreeing with the current majority view in science can be an important step in the development of new insights and discoveries in science, close quote. Quote, freedom of inquiry is a cornerstone of the scientific enterprise, but it's under increasing attack by some who claim to speak for science. So says molecular biologist Douglas Axe. Quote, so it's very good news that a large majority of Americans still believe in open and free discussion, close quote. A Caltech-trained scientist, Dr. Axe, is director of Biological Institute and a former researcher at Cambridge University. He's the author of the new book, Undeniable, How Biology Confirms Our Intuition That Life is Designed. Axe's book challenges the idea that only professional scientists should be allowed to evaluate ideas about the origin and development of life. Quote, the question of our origin is far too important to be left to professional scientists, he says. Quote, in the public arena, we hear a growing chorus arguing for the government to punish or criminalize dissenting scientific views, says political scientist John West, who directed the survey. But for the public, free speech in science is not a partisan issue, says West. Quote, it is supported by the vast majority of people across party lines, gender, religion, and age, close quote. For example, West notes, 95% of Republicans believe that teachers and students should have the freedom to discuss the scientific strengths and weaknesses of evolution, but so do 93% of Democrats and 94% of independents. So do 96% of theists, 92% of agnostics, and 86% of atheists. 87% of Republicans oppose attempts to punish or censor scientists who hold dissenting views on evolution and climate change, but so do 84% of independents and 82% of Democrats, as well as 86% of theists, 83% of agnostics, 76% of atheists, 82% of women, and 86% of men. 95% of Republicans think it's important for policymakers and the public to hear from scientists with differing views, but so do 94% of Democrats and 93% of independents, 95% of theists, 92% of agnostics, 90% of atheists, 95% of women, and 93% of men. The data for this national survey were collected over the period January 5 to 9, 2016, using SurveyMonkey Audience, a nationally representative panel of more than 6 million people, recruited from the more than 30 million people who take SurveyMonkey surveys each month. Survey respondents were randomly sampled from members of SurveyMonkey audience in the United States who are 18 years of age or older, and there were 2,075 respondents for the overall survey. The SurveyMonkey platform has been utilized for public opinion surveys by NBC News, the Los Angeles Times, and other media organizations. This is Evolution News for ID the Future.
Hi, I'm Doug Axe, and I have a new book coming out on July 12th titled Undeniable: How Biology Confirms Our Intuition That Life is Designed. And I think this book will give you a new take on your intuition about the design of life. If you go to the website undeniabledesign.com before July 12th, you have an opportunity to pre-order the book and receive some gifts. You'll get three books, one called Science and Human Origins, I did a chapter in that, another called Debating Darwin's Doubt that I've contributed to, and a copy of The Unofficial Guide to Cosmos. In addition, you get an opportunity to participate in a private exclusive conference call with me and Michael Medved, where you can put questions to me about the book and I'll do my best to answer them. So go to undeniabledesign.com before July 12th, pre-order the book, and you get these gifts, an opportunity to participate in the conference call. And be sure to tell your friends and family about the opportunity to pre-order as well at undeniabledesign.com.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute, 2016. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org or idthefuture.com.